I've been talking a little too much on the last few shows. Trying to sound mysterious when there's no mystery to me at all. This is a program of experimental, dance, classical, modern, pop music, collaged together with your mind in mind, definitely. In this show, consciousness is granulated. And you can apply that any way you want. You're listening to killradio.org in Los Angeles. And I think radio can do things that no other medium can do. And it involves a part of you that you can only find through this media. For I am proud to say that what I do is radio. Even if it is granulated. Into the Valley of Capsules and we'll see what we can catch on the way through. Hi, everybody. This is Bennett. Welcome to the Chill Room. We'll be right back.
Guarda intorno. kids, or when you have kids, never let them join no military at all. Let the rich ass die in their own stinking fucking yard. Let them sit alone.
Molecular state. Granulated on the Chill Room on Kill Radio.
Thank you. I think. No, that won't work. When come those who knew me, perhaps even know me still, by sight, of course, or by smell, it's as though... It's as if... Come on. I don't know. I shouldn't have begun. If I began again, setting my mind to it, that sometimes gives good results. It's worth trying. I'll try it one of these days, one of these evenings, or this evening. Why not this evening? Before I disappear from up there, from down here, scattered by the everlasting words. What am I saying, scattered? Isn't that just what I'm not? Just what I'm not? I was wandering. My mind was wandering. Just the very thing I'm not. And it's still the same old road I'm trudging. Up, yes, and down, no. Towards one yet to be named. So that he may leave me in peace. Be in peace. Be no more. Have never been. Name. No, nothing is nameable. Tell. No, nothing can be told. What then? I don't know. I shouldn't have begun. Add him to the repertory. There we have it. And execute him as I execute me, one dead bar after another, evening after evening, and night after night, and all through the days. But it's always evening. Why is that? Why is it always evening? I'll say why, so as to upset it, have it behind me an instant. It's time that can't go on at the hour of the serenade, unless it's dawn. No, I'm not in the open. I'm under the ground, or in my body somewhere, or in another body, and time devours on. But not me. There we have it. That's why it's always evening, to let me have the best to look forward to, the long black night to sleep in. There. I've answered. I've answered something. Or it's in the head, like a minute time switch, a second time switch. Or it's like a patch of sea under the passing lighthouse beam, a passing patch of sea under the passing beam. Vile words to make me believe I'm here, and that I have a head and a voice. A head believing this, then that, then nothing more. Then in itself, nor in... neither in itself, nor in anything else, but a head with the voice belonging to it or to others. Other heads, as if there were two heads. As if there were one head. Or headless. A headless voice. But a voice... But I'm not deceived, for the moment I'm not deceived. For the moment I'm not there, nor anywhere else, what is more, neither as head, nor as voice, nor as testicle. What a shame. What a shame I'm not appearing anywhere as testicle, or as cunt, those areas of female pubic hair. It sees great sights peeping down. Well, there it is, can't be helped, that's how it is. And I let them say their say, my words not said by me, me that word they say, but say in vain. We're getting on, and when come those who knew me? Quick, quick, it's as though, no, premature. But peek-a-boo, here I come again. Just when most needed, like the square root of minus one having terminated my humanities, this should be worth seeing. This should be worth seeing. This livid face stained with ink and jam. Caput mortuum of a studious youth. Ears akimbo, eyes back to front. The odd stray hair foaming at the mouth and chewing. What is it chewing? A gob? A prayer? A lesson? A little of each. A prayer got by rote in case of emergency before the soul resigns and... bubbling up all arsy-versy in the old mouth bereft of words, in the old head done with listening. There I am old. It doesn't take long, a snotty old nipper. having terminated his humanities in the two-stander urinal on the corner of the Rue d'Assas, was it? With a leak making the same gurgle as 60 years ago, my favorite because of the encouragement, like mother hissing to baby on pot, my brow glued to the partition among the graffiti, straining against the prostate, belching up Hail Marys, buttoned as to the fly. I invent nothing. Through absent-mindedness or exhaustion or insouciance or on purpose to promote priming, I know what I mean. Or one-armed. Better still, no arms, no hands. Better by far, as old as the world and no less hideous, amputated on all sides, erect on my trusty stumps, bursting with old piss, old prayers, old lessons, soul, mind, and carcass finishing neck and neck, not to mention the gobchucks, too painful to mention, sobs made mucus, hawked up from the heart. Now I have a heart. Now I'm complete. Apart from a few extremities, having terminated their humanities, then their career, and with that, not in the least pretentious, making no demands, rent with ejaculations, Jesus, Jesus. Evenings. Evenings. What evenings they were then, made of what, and when was that? I don't know. Made of friendly shadows, friendly skies, of time cloyed, resting from devouring until its midnight meets, I don't know, any more than then, when I used to say from within or from without, from the coming night or from under the ground. Where am I? To mention only space, and in what semblance, and since when to mention also time? Until when? And who is this clot who doesn't know where to go, who can't stop, who takes himself for me and for whom I take myself? Anything at all, the old jangle? Those evenings then, but what is this evening made of, this evening now that never ends, in whose shadows I'm alone? That's where I am, where I was then, where I've always been. It's from them I spoke to myself, spoke to him. Where has he vanished? The one I saw then, is he still in the street? It's probable, it's possible, with no voice speaking to him. I don't speak to him anymore. I don't speak to me anymore. I have no one left to speak to. And I speak. A voice speaks that can be none but mine, since there is none but me. Yes, I've lost him, and he has lost me, lost from view, lost from hearing. That's what I wanted. Is it possible that I wanted that? Wanted this? And he? What did he want? He wanted to stop. Perhaps he has stopped. I've stopped. But I never stirred. Perhaps he is dead. I am dead, but I never lived. But he moved, proof of animation, through those evenings, moving to evenings with an end, evenings with a night, never saying a word, unable to say a word, not knowing where to go, unable to stop, listening to my cries, hearing a voice crying that it was no kind of life, as if he didn't know, as if the illusion was to his, which was a kind of one. There's the difference. Those were the days. I didn't know where I was, nor in what semblance, nor since when, nor till when. Whereas now, there's a difference. Now I know it's not true, but I say it just the same. There's the difference. I'm saying it now. I'll say it soon. I'll say it in the end. Then end. I'll be free to end. It won't be any more. It won't be worth it anymore. It won't be necessary anymore. It won't be possible anymore. But it's not worth it now. It's not necessary now. It's not possible now. That's how the reasoning runs. No, something better must be found, a better reason for this to stop. Another word. A better idea to put in the negative. A new no. To cancel all the others, all the old no's that buried me down there, deep in this place, which is not one, which is merely a moment for the time being eternal, which is called here. And in this being, which is called me, and is not one, and in this impossible voice, all the old no's dangling in the dark and swaying like a ladder of smoke. Yes, a new no, that none says twice, whose drop will fall and let me down, shadow and babble, to an absence less vain than in existence. Oh, I know it won't happen like that. I know that nothing will happen, that nothing has happened, and that I'm still, and particularly since the day I could no longer believe it, what is called flesh and blood, somewhere, above in their gonorrheal light, cursing myself heartily. And that is why, when comes the hour of those who knew me, this time it's going to work. When comes the hour of those who knew me, it's as though I were among them. That is what I had to say. Among them, watching me approach, then watching me recede, shaking my head and saying, is it really he? Can it possibly be he? Then moving on in their company along a road that is not mine, and with every step takes me further from that other one not mine either. Or remaining alone where I am, between two parting dreams, knowing none, known of none. That, finally, is what I had to say. That is all I can have had to say this evening.